Approval of a Dinsmore area cannabis cultivation permit is in suspense due to concerns about a fire at the farm site and a water theft allegation. A conditional use permit for the existing 11,700 square foot farm had been recommended for Humboldt County Planning Commission approval, but that changed when a site fire broke out on October 2nd, one day before the permit was up for a consent agenda vote. The fire spread and ultimately burned 18 acres before CAL FIRE and U.S. Forest Service firefighters squelched it with help from local fire departments. The commission held off on approving the permit due to lack of information about the cause of the fire and took it up again at its November 7th meeting, this time with a staff recommendation for denial. County Planner Andrew Whitney presented details about the fire and an additional concern spurred by a neighbor's comments on potential theft of well water from an adjacent property.
The fire started at a dry building. It's the dry shed for the cannabis. The CAL FIRE report noted unsafe electrical conditions. The failure to report the fire, it's unclear at this time who exactly reported the fire, but we have neighbor testimony that the workers on site abandoned the fire without attempting to put it out, or at least sticking around to notify authorities. The other reason stated is they are not complying with the terms of their operations plan based on evidence presented by a neighbor. Neighbor responded to the fire and was on 8 Mile Ridge Road about, I think, 20 yards off the road. They noticed a well and a generator, which is on parcel 208-241-011. Which is diagonally to the southeast of the subject parcel. And fire was going on, and they said, well, we can use this water to fight the fire. So they got gas, fired up the generator, and started running the pump. Turns out there was plenty of water stored on the project. They didn't need that. But the commenter followed the pipe to the project and to some of the tanks on the subject parcel, indicating that the well was being used to fill the tanks on the subject parcel.
Whitney said attempts to contact the project applicant, Marcos Tiofsky, doing business as 10 Redwoods LLC, were unsuccessful. The denial recommendation is, quote, a hard one on me because I don't really enjoy denying a project, he told commissioners. But he said planning staff is, quote, unable to make the finding that the project is being run in a safe manner. The farm operation is otherwise competent. Whitney said the farm seemed clean and well-run when he visited the site. But with a denial looming, Tiofsky had some explaining to do.
Due to personal medical reasons, I was unable to attend while the fire was gone. My manager, my cousin Zlatko, he came as soon as he could. When I was notified by the fire, I have approval of my text that I give instructions to the fire department to be called immediately. If the workers call the fire department or not, I do not know. I'm willing to work with the community to assure the procedures are followed from the farm and for the surroundings, that the farm will follow the procedures and the safety. Since I've spoken with a few of the neighbors, and I'm hearing their direct concerns, and we're addressing and talking about the issues that they have been concerned about. And some of them, they are willing to write a letter of recommendations for supporting the project.
On the water theft allegation, Tiofsky suggested it doesn't make sense because, quote, we have plenty of water, so there's no reason why water would be taken. He asked for a continuance, saying, quote, more evidence needs to be gathered. Commission Chair Thomas Mulder, who is a cannabis farmer, noted that emergency plans should be part of farm operations. Tiofsky admitted that his three employees haven't been trained to handle emergencies. In this exchange with Commissioner Sarah West, Senior Planner Cliff Johnson was asked if cannabis farm fires have been reported to the county.
Is it standard for CAL FIRE to contact you when they're aware that there's a fire on a grow? Or does the county track the fires that are happening with the permitted cannabis operations?
Well, that's a good question. This is, there haven't really been very many fire. I mean, this is actually one of the only ones that I'm aware of. There was another one where they did contact us a couple of years ago, but I would hope they would contact us. I don't believe that there are very many fires that are happening on these sites.
To that, Mulder said, quote, "I'm biting my tongue right now." Commissioners voted to continue the hearing to December 5th, with Commissioner Lorna McFarlane voting against. Also at the meeting, permitting of an existing 33,000-square-foot outdoor cannabis farm in the Miranda area was approved with a majority vote. Also approved were permits for a Los Angeles-based operator's three sites totaling about 50,000 square feet in the Neyland, Showers Pass, and Pilot Ridge areas. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.